Peace and joy to you, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth, and the Lord put on my heart to share with all of you the true story of Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German clergyman of great distinction who actively opposed Hitler and the Nazis. The movie Bonhoeffer, Agent of Grace, portrays the man, the teacher, the resistance fighter, the moralist, the prisoner, and eventually, the martyr. The film depicts a theologian in action, rethinking what it means to serve God, love others, and especially to tell the truth. In June of 1939, Dietrich traveled to the United States and received a warm welcome. By July, he decided that despite the danger, he had to go back to his Nazi-dominated homeland. He was determined to live through this difficult period of national history with the Christian people of Germany. But he didn't live through it. He was hanged for political high treason on April 9, 1945, just 1 month before Germany surrendered. Dr. Bonhoeffer was convinced by his brother-in-law to join military intelligence as a double agent. He was to use the international contacts forged in his ministry to gather information, but really to act as a courier for the resistance and attempt to seek terms of surrender from the Allies should the plot to assassinate Hitler succeed. He also helped Jews escape out of the country by giving them sham posts, which looked like these jobs were authorized by the Gestapo. After his arrest, Bonhoeffer prayed relentlessly for his fellow inmates and German captors. In the prison cell next to his, a young boy would cry and cry continually day and night. One evening, Dietrich asked the boy if he would like to pray with him and to put his hands up on the wall as he was doing, as if their hands were touching. Then Pastor Bonhoeffer prayed, "O Lord, it is dark in me, and you are the day. I am alone, but you will stay. I am afraid, but you never cease. I am at war, and in you is peace." When he finished praying, the boy put his hands upon the wall, as if they were touching. The next day, the prison guard told Dr. Bonhoeffer that the boy was executed early that morning, and for the first time, he was calm and at peace. Here is one of Dr. Bonhoeffer's Holy Spirit-inspired prayers that has been prayed by millions all over the world. It's titled, "I Cannot Do This Alone." O God, early in the morning I cry to you. Help me pray and to concentrate my thoughts on you. I cannot do this alone. In me there is darkness, but with you there is light. I am lonely, but you do not leave me. I am feeble in heart, but with you there is help. I am restless, but with you there is peace. In me there is bitterness, but with you there is patience. I do not understand your ways, but you know the way for me. Restore me to liberty and enable me to live now, that I may answer before you and before men. Lord, whatever this day may bring, your name be praised. Amen." Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer had deep faith in God, which gave him the courage he needed to live through those horrible events. He was a dissident who sacrificed his life to fight the injustices of the Nazi regime. When he was executed by hanging in a Nazi concentration camp at the young age of 39, everyone could clearly see he had a strong relationship with God and was filled by the Holy Spirit as he peacefully walked to the scaffold. Right then, the commander said to him, "This is the end." Dietrich simply replied, with a slight smile on his face, "No, it's not." Dear heart dwellers, as we face these uncertain times and see our freedoms being stripped away from us daily, we need to be the light and agents of God's grace, sharing His merciful love with those in darkness and feel as if they have no hope. It is written in Daniel 12:3, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." The Lord began speaking. My precious ones, you need to be as wise virgins with Holy Spirit oil in your lamps, burning brightly, relying completely and continually on my presence in your lives by spending quality time with me. Only my substantial presence in your life can keep the fire burning through the darkness, and this burning fire will keep you prepared and alert at the time your bridegroom returns for you. My love for you is beyond your ability to comprehend. I am coming for you, my bride. And that was the end of his message. May the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus be always with you.